Welcome to the 15-Minute Financial Feast Podcast, bringing you 15-minute segments to help you retire with purpose on time. We're serving up food for thought and bread for the head. Are you hungry to learn? Here are your hosts, Mark Triplett and Troy Westendorf.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another 15-Minute Financial Feast. My name is Mark Triplett.
And my name is Troy Westendorf.
And Troy and I decided that this time it would be a good topic to discuss or a good time for us to make a confession that I think the whole industry needs to make. And that is that most financial advisors today, and I'd say all of them who are under age 60, who started in this business sometime after the age of 20, have never guided a client through a period of time with rising interest rates.
Never had to.
To give some context to that, the 10-year treasury back in 1981 peaked around almost 16%. Okay, during the late 70s, interest rates were on the rise, inflation was on the rise, a lot of things that are happening now, mm-hmm. Very similar to that period of time, just not as extreme. And then when those interest rates peaked in the early 80s, they've relatively fallen pretty steadily over a 40-year period of time. So if you got a financial advisor that has been practicing sometime in the last 40 years, and they work with folks transitioning into retirement, they've only really guided folks transitioning into retirement during a period of time where equities markets were doing quite well, mm-hmm. and fixed interest rates were falling, meaning that bond prices were rising because there's an inverse relationship.
Right.
And so a lot of the strategies that we see deployed that are kind of textbook financial planning strategies that have been used over the last four decades and kind of been solidified or codified in textbooks may not apply the same way going forward. The whole idea of owning a portfolio, a well-balanced portfolio of stocks and bonds to guide you through retirement and really not looking elsewhere for other tools to use may not work the same as it did over the last four decades.
Right.
And fortunately, that's something that I think our industry needs to come to grips with, that the price appreciation that has been relied upon on the fixed income portion of a portfolio as interest rates fall, the bond prices rise, mm-hmm. that should not be relied on going forward.
No, exactly. I would agree. I think it's funny you say that because I just talked to someone the other day at the golf course, if you can imagine that. And he said he had talked to his advisor, and he's like, well, I mean, what do we do? Now our equities are down and our bond prices are down, which we're thinking the bonds are supposed to be safety, and now I'm losing on both places.
Yeah, well, why does he think that bonds are supposed to be safe? Because that's probably what has been drilled into his head by financial advisors and financial pundits and financial magazines for a very long period mm-hmm. of time. And bonds are less volatile, right? If I own a bond, I own debt, right? I'm owning debt of maybe a large company, for example. If I own investment grade debt, or if I own treasuries, it's debt of the U.S. I have to worry about default risk. So if I have high grade investment grade corporate bonds, default risk is very low, and I get a yield on that investment. That yield right now is historically low. Mm-hmm. My risk then becomes the interest rate risk, the price depreciation as interest rates rise, and the longer the fixed income or bond duration, or the longer the time frame of that bond, and the higher the credit quality, the more interest rate sensitive it is. And so, there are other strategies to look towards than just the old 60-40 balanced portfolio. But I think whether you're somebody who is planning your retirement, or you're a financial advisor and you happen to be listening to this, we all have to admit that, if we're we're in our 30s, 40s, 50s, mm-hmm. and we've been guiding folks through, you know, the retirement transition. This is an extremely different period of time than any of us have ever really dealt with.
Yep.
And so some of the strategies that we've been relied upon for decades may not work as they did in the past. And we really have to look for other alternatives to be able to help guide folks through that and not get too stuck in our ways. That's what I see oftentimes is that folks aren't open to looking at different strategies that maybe depart from you know, the textbook strategies.
Yeah, I would agree. If the one thing I got out of that conversation was just that, the advisor was like, this is where we're at. And, you know, what do you do?
You know, right.
Bonds are losing, equities are losing.
Yeah. When you're, there's equity sell-offs and you're, you know, your stock values are dropping, that portion of your portfolio is dropping. At the same time, interest rates have risen rapidly.
Yep. I mean,
just from the beginning of the year, the 10-year treasury was around, well, it was less than 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now today it's right around 3.1%. It was as high as I think 3.4 a couple of weeks ago. So that's a, you know, a threefold rise in a short period of time. And that's going to put some significant downward pressure on fixed income portfolios. I think most fixed income portfolios as of the recording of this podcast probably down somewhere in double digit, you know, negative double digits, 10-11% down for the year. Equities markets, depending on what you're in, maybe those are down, you know, anywhere from, you know, 15 to 30, mm-hmm. depending on whether you're in value stocks or more of growth oriented portfolio that maybe got hit harder. And so now your entire portfolio is down. Well, where do you go then to supplement your retirement income if you're a newly retired person? And this is one of the reasons why I think it's so important to do comprehensive financial planning.
Absolutely.
Understanding how all of your retirement resources work together, both income and assets, you know, income sources like Social Security, pension, if you're fortunate enough to have one, maybe rental property income, some other things like that, maybe that exist in your plan. And then also understanding how those work together with your other retirement assets, IRAs, 401ks, other IOs, the IRS, after-tax savings, and then really structure those in a manner that are going to be able to weather these types of securities market shocks,
you know,
both equities and fixed income. And don't be captive to these type of moves in the market that you can't control. Like, we can't control this.
No.
We can't control fixed interest rates. We can't control how fixed interest rates impact bond prices.
Right.
We can't control equities markets. We can't control how economic data and variance of expectation impact equities prices. But we can impact how we help our clients structure both income and assets to be able to have choice,
right,
and flexibility during periods of time like this.
Which we know periods of time like this, this isn't going to be the only time. There's going to be something that happens in the future, and we're going to have to deal with it. And how we deal with it, you know, you can't just get stuck in your ways and figure out there's only one way to skin a cat, per se. You have to get creative and go with things that you know are going to make changes and not just stick in your rut. And I think that's one thing with even agents, even myself at times, just like getting a rut. I'm like, okay, well, that'll work. And you got to get outside of the box and really take on getting creative on what strategies to use to help your client get to where they want to be.
Yeah, I had a conversation with somebody last Friday at a little gathering after work. And, well, you're probably hearing this too. It seems like everywhere I go, when somebody knows what we do for a living, some sort of phrase around, oh, wow, what do you think about the markets? Or I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls.
I get the getting a lot of phone calls all the time. Or I bet you're under a lot of stress right now with all the phone calls that are coming in. I'm like, well.
What's your answer to that?
My answer is we have a few, but we really set our clients up with the expectations to start, you know, when we do our planning, that these things will happen. We have places that we put dollars as far as loss avoidance, we call it safety. We have dollars that are in the market, and we have a good balance. So our job is to help our clients not panic in situations like this.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better than myself. That's usually my response, is that we don't really have a lot of calls or panic from our clients, because we did the planning up front and set expectations that you're going to experience somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 3 recessionary periods. Yep. Not that we're in a recession, but recessionary periods, bear markets. Yep. That's going to happen throughout somebody's retirement, probably somewhere between 2 to 3 times if you're looking at a retirement that lasts 25 years. And so we have to structure plans that can absorb that shock. We don't know when it's going to happen.
No, we don't know how
severe. We just know that the likelihood is there. And so we have to be structured in a manner that allows us to absorb those shocks. Yep. And so we actually get more phone calls, and this actually makes me really kind of happy. My heart sings when we get these. We get more phone calls from clients saying, "Hey, remember when you said when this happens, we should do X, whether that's a Roth conversion or whether that's take money out of the places that were not exposed to market risk and go take advantage of everybody who's panicking and saying, well, I'll buy a little of what you have right now and have that dry powder on the sidelines." We're actually doing a lot more of that activity with the current market situation than we are having to calm nerves of people panicking whether they're going to be able to retire or not, because we do the planning up front. We have reviews with them on a regular basis and everybody's on the same page. And I think that having that structure, having that organization, having that understanding that this is going to happen, here's what we're going to do when it happens, really helps folks kind of breathe easier.
Absolutely. I think it's the comprehensive retirement planning that we do that calms the nerves of our clients. Because when I hear these, when these people talk, I mean, it was a couple of weeks ago, I think Friday was a really, I forget what Friday was. It was 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, where the markets just tanked that day. And we went out, my wife and I went out to eat, and we seen one of our friends there, and she's waiting for her husband, who does something similar to what we do, that had a long day and was held up at work because the stock market dropped X amount of points, and he was stressed out, and he was still at the office, and he still wasn't out to dinner yet. He was running late. And I thought, you know, that's one thing that I didn't have to do today. I mean, I seen the market drop, but I didn't feel like I had to be stressed and pressured to react, I guess, for our clients, because we have that plan in place. Is that going to eliminate all of the fears and not be stressed at time for clients? Probably not. But they do know we have an overall plan, and they know that the plan will work if we just commit to the plan.
That stress
that
person may be experiencing, what's it over? Something that's completely out of his or her control.
Yeah, it's no control at all.
Financial advisor doesn't have any control on markets. And if they're stressed out about that, then perhaps perhaps there was a lack of structure or planning done, that, you know, there was too much reliance on equities and bond market returns, that maybe that's why that person's stressed out. Where, you know, when we do our planning, we give up opportunity cost, no doubt. I mean, there are, in our clients, you know, we coach them on that. Look, we're not going to get all the upside of a bull market.
Right.
We're going to try to structure this so you can maintain your lifestyle comfortably, adjusted for inflation, taxes, and healthcare, but we're not going to gamble with our lunch money.
Right.
We're not going to take unnecessary risk in order to get what? Get rich?
Right. Yeah.
For what? For why?
Yeah.
Like, well, you were really focused more on what's your vision for retirement, and how do we take the resources that you have today and resources that you may accumulate between now and the time you transition to retirement, and how do we structure those in a way that you can really
maintain your lifestyle.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And do that with the least amount of risk possible. Yep. Anyway, I think that was a good topic to cover today, though, just to admit ourselves, as well as the rest of the financial services industry, that the majority, overwhelming majority of financial advisors today guiding clients to and through retirement have never guided clients to and through retirement during a period of time of extremely historically low interest rates with rising interest rates and the downward pressure on prices that that creates. And, you know, some of those old strategies that have been relied upon for 20, 30, 40 years that have been believed to be in stone may not apply.
Right.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll catch up with you next time.
Take care.
You've been listening to the 15-Minute Financial Feast podcast. Remember, every dollar has a purpose and every dollar has a timeline. If you have questions about today's topic, schedule a call with a team member. Visit www.mypt5.com. Until next time, be sure you're taking steps to retire with purpose on time. Mark Triplett is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Nothing contained in this program should be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Different investments have different risks associated with them, and not all investments are appropriate for all investors.